One Man Family, winner of 46 national awards, a Carlton E. Morse creation. One Man Family, now in its 26th year, is dedicated to the mothers and fathers of the younger generation and to their bewildering offspring. In 60 seconds, we'll hear Chapter 9, Book 129 of the Barber Family Saga. But first, hear this.
Don't let irregularity make you feel dragged out, below par. Take X-Lax. X-Lax is the laxative that helps you toward your normal regularity, gently, overnight. X-Lax is so gentle that many doctors recommend it for youngsters as well as grown-ups. That's because X-Lax gives you the relief you want, the gentle way that nature wants, without upset, without embarrassing urgency. Just take pleasant-tasting chocolate at X-Lax at bedtime. It will not disturb your sleep. And it's so effective that the next morning, you'll be well on your way toward your normal regularity. Seldom, if ever, will you need X-Lax the next day. So, when your system is irregular and you need a laxative, do what most people do. Take X-Lax, the laxative that helps you toward your normal regularity. Take X-Lax today, feel better tomorrow. Introductory size, only 15 cents.
Today, Claudia faces facts. Paul Barber, returning to his studio at the top of the house in the late afternoon of a wintry January day, clicks the switch on the phone answering device and hears...
30 seconds for your message. Speak clearly, please.
Paul, this is Claudia. Mrs. McCullough says you've been trying to reach me. I drove up to the Sky Ranch last night, but I'm home now. Call me here. I'll be in all evening.
This is Jack. Finally located Claude. He's home, but won't talk. I found out part of what's wrong. Give me a ring.
Yeah. Paul?
Yes, Dan. Jack has been here twice. He came home from the office early, hoping to see you.
I'm phoning him right now. Come on in.
Yeah, but can't stay. Hazel and Daniel have invited your mother and me out to dinner.
Yes, Mom told me you were going to... Hello. Jack? I'm home. Good. Mom told me you were going to an auction.
A furniture auction. They hope to pick up odds and ends to help furnish the white elephant.
You know, I like auctions, personally. That old chair over there was one that I... hello, Claude. Glad you're back.
Are you going to be alone?
I can be. Wait. Dad, where's Pinky?
Chinatown.
Yes, the whole place will be deserted.
Good. I want to talk with you without those awful interruptions.
Well, Jack's coming over, but I'll throw him down the stairs when you arrive.
When is he coming?
He's on his way now.
All right. But I want to see you alone.
I'll be waiting.
As you were saying, the white elephant will be out of escrow shortly. And it will echo with empty rooms unless they find some bargains. Let's see. Oh, confounded, I came up here to tell you something, but now it's slipped my mind.
Couldn't have been too important.
Yeah, well, I'll think of it. Yes? Oh, you here, Jack?
Hi, Nan. It is I, in person.
How is Betty's diet coming?
Well, I guess it's a success. She's practically stopped eating.
I'm on my way. But to be frank, I think it's nonsense.
To be frank, I agree with you.
I don't like spidery women all elbows and angry.
What did he say? Oh, muttering to himself.
Shut the door.
Well, the reason we couldn't get Claude on the phone last night, she hightailed it to the Sky Ranch.
Yes, I know.
And the reason she did was Penny.
Oh?
Penny went on a weekend cruise with Kenny Ferran.
I beg your pardon?
Well, Kenny Ferran and party. Some people from San Diego. Business.
And Claude wasn't invited?
Well, the facts are these. You want?
Shoot. Claude's coming over, by the way.
When?
Very shortly, I imagine.
Well, I'll get out.
Yes, I was going to ask you to. She wants to talk to me alone, she said.
I shouldn't be surprised. Well, Ken had a heart-to-heart talk with Claude. See, you heard about it?
No.
Neither has anybody else. But he was so diplomatic, I don't think it sank in right away. He praised her, for the most part. Her appearance, her willingness, her promptness. He has been prompt, which I never expected.
Well, new record.
It was, wasn't it? Well, anyhow, he bought stock in Lacey's Fashions, and we had a talk at the broker's. He said he started to convey the news to Claude that her talents probably lay outside of business. He'd make it an easy exit for her.
I don't think that's going to surprise her too much. Now, what's this about Penny?
Well, I gather it's strictly business. Penny's entertaining a buyer and his wife from San Diego, friends of Penny's. In fact, Penny brought them together. The San Diego chap is also a yachtsman, so they're off on a weekend cruise down the coast. Talking fashion trends.
With Claudia excluded.
Well, not really. That's the point. Kenny tried repeatedly to get Claude to visit his boat. She'd look at it from the car, no closer. She hates boats. The wind in her hair, you know? So, there we are.
You're quite a reporter.
Well, I'm like Dad. I pick up a little here, a little there. I figured you might need a little background.
Paul, we're going now. Claudia's driving me.
Thanks, Dad.
Well, that's all a hint I need. God bless you and good luck.
Much obliged, son. I'm sure it'll be useful.
We'll return in just a moment to One Man's Family.
Well, I want to go there when it calls
my number, yeah.
And I want to go there
when
it
calls my name, oh, Lord.
Well, hi there, everybody. This is Red Foley, and right at this minute, I'm sort of combining work and pleasure, you might say. I'm enjoying some of the good harmony of the Marston Quartet and also picking out some of their songs to do on future broadcasts of our Red Foley Show here on NBC. You know, Saturday has come to be my favorite day of the whole week, and I think there's a pretty good chance that we can make it a better day than ever for you with the fun that we stir up here in the Ozarks. In addition to the Marksmen, I'll bring with me some of the other top favorites in our field, and of course, the guests that you tell us you want to hear. So let us be a regular part of your Saturday schedule. Won't you do that, please? Tune in our NBC program, The Red Foley Show, and we'll do our doggonest to make it worth your while.
It's 10 minutes later. Claudia, sitting on the window bench in Paul's studio with her arms locked about her knees, is saying...
So add all that up and it seems sensible to resign.
Have you told Kenny?
I'm a coward. I wrote him a letter. Actually, it'll make it easier for him, too. I'm sure if I hadn't been your sister, he'd have fired me weeks ago. Now we don't even have to shake hands.
Well, let me quote something he said about you. Up to now, you've been serving for rumors. He said you were as beautiful, as vibrant, as desirable as 90% of the girls he knew under 25.
You're joking.
Give you my word. Furthermore, you ask too much of yourself. To be a businesswoman, Claude, calls for early training. You started late. Kenny said you were perfectly suited to being the wife of a wealthy man. And God bless Mickey for recognizing it.
In other words, stay home and be a rich man's wife.
Being Mickey's wife must certainly have its compensation, aside from the obvious one.
I don't have to be reminded, Paul. Do you know where Mr. Kenneth Ferrand is spending the weekend?
Yes.
And who's with him?
Yes.
How did she manage it? Do you happen to know?
Penelope? I don't think it was managed in the sense you imply. Tell me, evenings when Kenny called to take you to the style shows, did he ever have to wait for you?
Well, possibly. Yes, I suppose he did.
Hmm. While you were deciding what earrings to wear, Penelope was intelligently discussing business.
Are you smiling?
No, I'm not.
You are inside.
Now, don't ask me how I found this out, but I'm quite sure the weekend yachting trip can be charged off, legitimately, as a business expense as far as Kenny is concerned, and Penny, too. Neither is the sort to waste much time writing sonnets about the sea. And I think the trip came about because customers from San Diego turned up and there was work to be done. Furthermore, I think you would have been invited if you hadn't made it clear a long time ago that you didn't like the wind in your hair or salt water.
Thanks, Paul. All these are extra dividends.
Oh?
I came over, really, to ask you if you know why Mickey has been writing to Penny, but not to me. I haven't had a letter from him for 10 days now.
And Penelope has?
Postcards sent airmail from various places in Burma. They say, love to your mother, tell her I'll write. But he doesn't.
No doubt he's trying to find time to write a proper letter. What he has to say to you wouldn't do on a postcard.
What do you mean by that?
He loves you, Claude.
Yes. I'm grateful, too. That's the most important thing in my life, and I know it. I do know it, Paul.
Have you written him lately?
Well, I kept expecting to have something good to report to him. All right, don't look at me like that. I'll go home and write him a long, long letter right now.
More of the Barbers in just a moment.
Every second someone takes it for the miseries of a cold.
Millions more take bromoquinine.
Right. More people have taken more bromoquinine for more complete relief
than any other cold tablet ever sold. For only bromoquinine gives you wonder-working quinine combined with five other medicines and health fortified with vitamin C. Get more complete relief from stopped-up nose, aching muscles, feverishness, irregularity, and headache. Get bromoquinine brand cold tablets.
You can't
It's 2 o'clock in the morning. Paul has been sleeping soundly, but now rouses to find Father Barber in robe and slippers tugging at his sleeve.
Paul? Paul, sorry to awaken you.
Yes, Dad.
I awakened out of a sound sleep remembering what it was I was to tell you. Overseas Operator 12, San Francisco, called at 3 this afternoon. Nicholas Lacey has been trying to reach you from somewhere in Burma. You were to call Operator 12.
I see. Oh.
I didn't write it down. Consider Martin came bouncing in right then, and the whole blessed message went out of my mind.
That's all right, Dad.
What time do you suppose it is in Burma across the dateline? Yesterday or tomorrow?
Well, I'll ask when I get the... Overseas Operator Number 12 in San Francisco, please.
One Man's Family, which comes to you Monday through Friday, is written by Harlan Ware, directed by Carlton E. Morse, and features J. Anthony Spice, Bernice Berwin, Paige Gilman, Russell Thorson, and Mary Adams. One Man's Family has been selected to be heard by our armed forces overseas through the worldwide facilities of the Armed Forces Radio Service. In Chapter 10, Book 129, The Message from Nikki. Frank Barton speaking. One Man's Family, winner of 46 national awards, now in its 26th year, is a Carlton E. Morse production and comes to you from California. Madeline Carroll stars next in The Affairs of Dr. Gentry as our 2 hours of drama in the afternoon continues over most of these stations.